Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. Joining me tonight is Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm still recovering from Orlando. The struggle's real. The struggle is real.
It's not a recovery. It's just trying to hold on to it as long as you can. And I just realized I don't have my pop filter on my mic. What the hell's going on here? I'm falling apart right now. Holy crap. Also joining us is Nick. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm tired.
Also recovering?
I'm just tired.
Tired.
Perpetual
general
state of tired.
Listen, y'all, Nick had a lot of fun on Sunday night.
I did. Sunday night was great. It was pretty good.
No idea what you guys are talking about.
White Claws are good.
White Claw is so good.
What is?
White Claw.
It's a hard seltzer.
Oh, Hard Claw. Hard Claw or White
Claw? White Claw.
White Claw.
The 5%.
The official hard seltzer of Parkscope.net.
Well, that's my sister's favorite drink, so congratulations on that front.
We were introduced to it from Ashley.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm having a Jackie O's right now, Mystic Mama IPA. Delicious, delicious, delicious.
Also, and Wizard's Brew. So
also
good.
Also, big fans of Shipyard Pumpkin.
Yeah, that's okay. Did you guys, we'll get into this in a second, but did you guys go to the Wharf?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's we're the only people there.
Yeah, it's the way to go. No one's there. You just show up and it's a full bar with good beer selection. It's like,
and Wayne bought us around.
And the guy dried tables and chairs for us.
That's nice. See, and it's outside and it's lovely out. It's truly a way to go at Halloween Horror Nights.
It was hot, so. But you know. Everything was hot.
You know.
God, it was so hot.
That's Orlando. So this is going to be our Halloween Horror Nights 27 review episode. Sean's trying to join us. He's looking for headphones, which I don't know why, because he can just use his phone. But hey, not judging. He's probably using it as a unique out to go do something else. So I did my review episode with Brian last 2 weeks ago, actually. Good.
So long.
It was very long.
Well, yeah, because we talked a lot and we had a good time and we had fun doing it.
It was long.
No, we had a great time.
But it was long.
We had a great time. Well, you should have been there with us because we spent a lot of time talking. So
you did.
No, at Halloween Horror Nights. And then we just continued it on that next Thursday.
Lots of talking.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Imagine how other people think when they listen to our 2-hour episodes.
Anyway, lots of talking. So, people actually listen to those?
I hate you all, so.
But I still think, but it's not as long as Paulie's still talking about his trip months later.
Yeah, that's true. So, I had my thoughts last week, 2 weeks ago, and now it's your guys' reviews. You guys went down this past weekend. You had a good time. So, I have sort of some general kind of structure for the show, but I'm not really going to enforce it too much. So
good, because we'll revolt.
Yeah, so Halloween Horror Nights 27, where do you guys want to start?
It was hot.
Okay. And any other Mad Libs?
I don't know, you
finish?
Didn't tell us the structure. What's your plan structure?
Well,
what
here? I have currently is start with the weakest, which is Scare Zones.
Okay, so we're going to weakest to best.
Yeah, Scare Zone houses shows.
They were bad.
Show. And then
Scare Zones were bad.
They were bad.
Jesus. They were very
so
bad.
Bad.
Hold on. And then et cetera. So just other things at Halloween Horror Nights, any other comments, and things like that. So
Bill and
start off.
Yeah, Bill and Ted the Goat.
So where do you guys want to start off with Halloween Horror Nights?
You said Scare Zones.
Okay,
they were bad.
Let's start talking about Scare Zones. Well, I mean, you just can't say they're bad. You have to go through them.
Trick or Treat, good. Rest, bad. Chainsaw,
all right.
Medist.
Okay. This podcast is already off the rails. All right. I guess we'll start at the front. Altars of Horror is
a misnomer.
That's the worst Scare Zone I've seen there since I've been going.
I didn't think it could get worse than last year, but
there are very few scare actors there. Nothing in the way of decoration. It's bad. It makes you long for the Chance Scare Zone, which was also bad. So bad.
It's obvious that they were going for the meet and greet selfie zone.
But I don't even know if that was encouraged or not. Like, I didn't see many people getting pictures with these characters.
Because I don't think many people saw them. Or, like, when they did, it was, I don't know, it was just weird. It's a weird scare zone. And if you're going to do something like that, why don't you just go and put them in a room somewhere and have people queue up and you can go take your picture with them?
Or have them on actual altars to take photos with? I mean, like, like the name on the stage? Like the area? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's a thing. And I understand it was supposed to be a preview, which, okay, I kind of get that. I kind of, from what I heard on Catacombs, understand what the direction was with it, but it just failed miserably, and I don't understand why there's rags hanging from Shrek 2 Mean Man.
Because theme.
That's not
theme. Horror.
Raggies. I mean, they could have done like so much with like lights in that area or something to just make it pop, and it's just there with these big towers with the icon that's not an icon on them. In the names of the mazes. So it's bad. It's not scary. It didn't work. Go back to the drawing board and do something different next year.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much the hurricane affected the scare zone. I just feel like they kind of dropped everything and worked on other stuff, but I don't know.
Maybe make it clear that photos are encouraged and set up queues. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really don't know what the answer is. Ironically, not probably this. The best one's the Saw, because like you had the girl in the trap with the pig guy around. Like, it's almost like a little thing going on.
That and Bagul.
And you got the two twins. But I mean, it's so bad. All right, moving on to other bad scare zones.
I mean, Pablo was there too, but that's from Ash vs. Evil Dead. Definitely the goat house of all time.
He actually tried to scare me, so he gets popped. Props was, for that. None of the other ones were.
Do you know why? Because he used to be, he was the, like, they switched him out, but every once in a while that'd be like the best scare actor in Vamp last year.
Yeah.
So that's why.
He actually tried. So he gets props for that, but like, you know, this is kind of touching on The Purge, but The Purge characters are when they just pick up like whatever their prop they're having and like they're going to hit you and they drop it right back down. That's not scary. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. They need something that if you're going to have a scare zone there, it needs to be something with in a similar fashion to Trick or Treat where they have like the doors and stuff where the scare actors can get behind and then they can jump out at you. That's what scares people. It's like the chainsaws in Springfield that they were hiding in behind stuff and jumping out with the chainsaws. It scares you when you do that because you're not expecting it. The way they had that set up, it doesn't work. If you're going to go for meet and greet, just make it the meet and greet. That's my end of meet and that greet. One. Yeah.
Okay.
Purge
needs to go away forever. That poor woman, she just stands up there all day long just talking into the abyss.
She gets props for being able to monologue.
Right? No.
She was the scare actor in Psychoscarpy who would just stare at the lights. Remember her?
Uh-huh.
She's a glutton for punishment.
that's her. I was like, oh my god, it's her. She's great. I remember I have a photo of her. She's the best. She's the best. I love her.
She did awesome up there, like just talking and talking and talking. Hello, my children. Tonight we purge. We celebrate our newfound and we will purge tonight. We're going to purge. It's the purge tonight. We're going to purge. Just kept going and going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
And the cleanup crew was nothing.
It was. They've done it already. It's just, it exists.
They made that into... Nick. Go ahead. I was just gonna say they built that up and it didn't do anything. And I don't know why the Toyota Celica had Christmas lights all over it.
That's from a movie.
The movie. Is it?
Yeah.
Which one? Because I've seen them all. Maybe that's the one I did. Is that election year? The third one?
Yeah.
I saw that one. I don't remember it.
I mean, there's some fine stuff in it. It's just been done before, so it's just like,
So I did see them. You know that stage that you were talking about when you and Brian recorded that you didn't know what they were doing? I saw a guy like with a bat beating the fool out of that bag up there at one point.
Yeah. That's what's supposed to happen, but I've never seen it.
That's all he did. He just stood there and was beating the bag with a bat. And then one of the other like purgers was dragging up a victim, quote unquote, to the stage, and that was screaming, and it was just like, okay.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't chaotic enough.
No. And then you got honked at by that truck all the freaking time.
All right. Sean can't find his headphones.
Yeah, I'm telling him just to call with his phone.
All right. So these scare zones, we're spending way too much time on them. Invasion, I guess, is cool looking, but if you blink, you miss it, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, but again, it's not really scary. Like,
not scary at all. We chilled for about a good half hour in Invasion. Brian, Patrick, other Brian, Drew, Andy, and I.
So I was listening to Catacombs on the way home. I listened to the entire three episodes for HHN 20. And I really want them to put one in Sting Alley again.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want one, you know, between Shrek and Transformers or something where you can shut off that area, put a really good zone, make it kind of almost like a maze, but not.
They used to have one there.
Yeah, right. You know, I understand that it presents issues for traffic flow and whatever, but I don't know. They need to do something besides what they're doing. New York is too big. The rest of them are too small. Keep Trick or Treat in Central Park forever. The Hollywood area needs to be a big party like Vamp was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that should be your icon zone, icon zone every year, and just make it like a big party.
Well, see, now I would just almost move like Invasion from where it's at to the street from like where Transformers entrance is down towards Mills. Just put it there because you have a little bit more space there. It's chaotic and busy as that San Francisco gets from Bill and Ted releases. And, you know, you had the opportunity to do something cool there, and you have the water to play off of. Yeah. But, you know, where that area right there, San Francisco's been an issue forever, having a scare zone there. I mean, especially back when the mazes were dumping out there and Bill and Ted was letting out. And, you know, it's just, I don't know why they put one there.
But I definitely think they should put a small one in Sting Alley every year.
Yes. Sting Alley is underutilized.
And was like, we're allowed to walk in here? I'm like, yeah. We had never gone in there before.
Mm-hmm.
But Invasion's
small
cool.
And dark, it'd be awesome.
Invasion's cool. Sheehy was bringing it. He was fun that one night that he was in there.
Yeah.
Filling it in. I like the idea of Invasion. I honestly wish that they would have took Invasion and instead of doing the Purge in New York, put that big flying saucer where the bus was and do a full out Invasion in New York with the aliens. Because I think that would have been, you know, a better area. And don't do the side streets in New York. Just do that street that runs from where the shop is, the HHN pop-up store, down to like
Louise.
Where the statue is. Don't worry about the side streets. Just make that the scare zone of New York. So you're concentrating more in one smaller central area. But I just didn't like the Purge. But anyway, moving on. What's next? Trick or Treat?
Trick or Treat.
So good.
So good.
Trick or Treat's amazing. It's really, really, really good.
Like, it's perfect for that area too. Like, it's just perfect.
I love Trick or Treat. That was an amazing scare zone. I really liked it.
I wonder, would it be worthwhile to extend it all throughout Central Park, like instead of just that main thoroughfare? I guess nobody else would use the rest of the area.
No one else uses the rest of the area. Like, I don't even use the rest of the area during like normal daytime hours.
Yeah,
on Halloween Horror Nights. The only thing I would do with that would be it would bite into some of their sales, but like try to get that Animal Actors area a little more as scare zones. But you know they have beer stands.
We don't know what that's going to look like anytime soon.
Yeah, good point. Where are they going to put the tarot card readers and the palm readers? No,
they all look so sad.
What about the henna tattoo people? Have you ever seen someone do that? By the way, any of those?
No.
Yeah.
You have, okay. At least you're getting paid.
I might have seen one person do the tarot cards, but that's... Well, I'll take that back. I did see somebody getting their face painted this time.
Oh, okay.
And it was like almost at closing time. I'm like, so you're just going to go home and wash that off?
Yes. They're going to City Walk. They're going to live it up all night, looking like a tiger or a fairy or whatever they're doing. Next scare zone up is Festival of the Deadliest.
I think it's hard to follow up Vamp 55.
I don't even think it's better than the Icon Scare Zone.
All right, so this is the one where you see the Irma impacts. At least I hope so. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they were talking this up in all the pre-event interviews. This was the thesis statement of the event this year. And boy, oh boy, is it a mess. I don't even know what to say about it. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Except well, for the strippers.
Yeah, so what my understanding is that they did some awesome stuff with it, but they just kind of they couldn't execute it all when the hurricane happened. So they kind of dropped everything.
I don't know. I mean, it's not the worst this year. It's not the best. It's probably the worst one that they've done there since I've been going.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's gotten better, which is the good news. Like, they've added stuff. They added fire. They've added more people. They've added that central barge, which was just not around before.
But even, like, the face-off scare was rough. Better than that. And it was, you know, what it was. And I still would prefer a face-off to be there than that.
Do they just not have the budget for scare zones? Like, I don't...
No, I just think they got... I think they really focused their creative energy on a few things, and then they just kind of drop the ball on everything else.
All right, but then that's suggesting that they don't want to hire more creative people. So that is a budget problem. Or I guess they it's a specific choice to stay small.
I feel like that Invasion and Trick or Treat took a lot of money from Scare Zones this year.
Yeah, I could see that.
And that, and I don't know what they had planned for Festival, but those... I mean, those floats and stuff were obviously like the floats from the Chance of Scare Zone last year with like the little mini stages just redecorated. And the big float from Band 55 was the big float that they redid.
Mm-hmm. I felt bad for all the stripper girls. They just twist around the pole all night. Nobody cares.
Well, they...
Yeah. Well, so I mean...
And they're probably getting... And the attention they do get is probably unwanted.
Yeah. I had one of them try to scare me, though. So yeah. That was kind of cool. I walked a little bit close to the stage and she kind of lunged at me. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it didn't work. But
and they probably should have some guys on some poles too for equal time, you know?
Equal opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
but HHN's run by a bunch of white dudes, so.
That's true. Well, I mean, it's run by a bunch of white straight guys, so yeah, I understand.
Bones, though.
Somehow Universal can only find the only straight white dudes working in themed entertainment in Orlando. Go figure.
Bones is really cool, though.
Yeah. So I think the last Scare Zone-ish we want to talk about is definitely one of my favorites, which is the Clown Hordes in Springfield.
They give it their all, and they try so hard all night, and they work so damn hard.
God, they do the most with nothing.
They have fun. They just have fun. Like
sitting on benches.
They hide. They move trash cans and hide between. Like they actively work to scare people with what they have.
Yeah,
it's just fun to watch. You never know where they are. Mm-hmm. It's great.
And they get you.
They cut them this year too, because they used to have more roaming hordes by Transformers, and then the entrance. I think I did see some of the entrance when we left one night.
I think
if there's rain or something like that, they'll throw some people up front that aren't.
I think that's the purge ones though. The people on the purge with the chainsaws, they move to the front at the opening.
Cut the UFO prop and just hire some more chainsaw guys and gals. We need gals too with the chainsaws. That was fun last year.
Yeah, we didn't have the. I think if they had some female clowns, that'd have been way better too. Because man, the those cheerleaders last year had. A lot of fun.
Listen, Mike
last
Aiello,
year.
The female dancers at Bill and Ted are going to need work next year. So,
yeah.
That's true.
Give them chainsaws.
Do you guys have any good stories from the clown scare actors?
That one, when we were about through the scare zone and he was behind that cart by the basketball game in front of Krusty Land, he got all of us.
In broad daylight.
in broad daylight. He was just tugged up behind that cart. The cart was shut down. Like, you thought, okay, I'm done. I'm out of here. I ain't got to worry about it. And then, bam, and every one of us jumped.
Yeah, it's one of the carts that sells, like, Diet Coke or whatever during the day, and it's, like, all, closed up. That's good. Yeah. Did you run into the wheelchair clown there?
Yeah.
I'm very happy to see he's back. I'm happy to see he's back.
There was this one, and he would, like, find a bench that people were sitting in, and he'd sit right in there between the people, and he would just wait for somebody to walk by not paying attention, and, like, everybody on that bench was just cackling at him.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
And it's crazy how well they blend in.
Michael, remember the clapping?
Yeah.
We had one who lunged at Anne, and then she started clapping, so we all started clapping, and he just goes, thank you. He curtsies right there in front of us. Thank you very much.
Did you guys meet the Spanish one? The Spanish clown?
No.
He's the one who just jumps up behind you and says, hola, ¿cómo está usted?
And that's another cool thing. They're allowed to talk, where the rest of the actors don't do anything but just lunge.
Did you guys listen to the last episode I did with the clown?
I did.
Did you hear what I said? Yeah, so you know the guy who ran the chainsaw up the benches they have outside of Fast Food Boulevard? Where people eat. He ran the chainsaw up one and the guy fell off. We were laughing our asses off and he comes up to us and just goes, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe it at all. We're like, that's hysterical. So
yeah. They could break the third wall and that was the best thing about it. Like they could admit I'm just a guy in a mask here trying to have fun and scare you.
Yeah. So
and that's cool.
That's one of my favorites. So scare zones, we're donezo.
Thank God. We spent 30 minutes on that. Sad.
Yeah. So let's do houses. How do you guys want to do houses? I'm letting you guys choose. Best, worst.
Let's just go in order.
Go
in order, and then we'll just give our rankings, right?
Okay, that. Then so what's order?
Let's start with American Horror Story and go clockwise from there.
Sounds good. Right, okay. So I don't know if it speaks to the strength of the event overall or the weakness of the house or people just tired of it, but there were noticeably smaller lines for American Horror Story this year.
Yes.
Compared to last year. And I also feel that creative's heart was not in it, and the representations of the seasons are not that good. As somebody who watches American Horror Story, I was underwhelmed.
Okay. Bigly.
There was a couple of cool things in the house. There was a couple of really good scares, but it was noticeably less than the previous year. I feel like, and I do not watch those American Horror Story. I've kind of started watching the new season some, but as far as like the old stuff, I've never watched them. So like, it just didn't seem like the source material was worked as well in the houses as last year's. Like, Murder House worked really well for a house.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Roanoke just did not seem to translate well into a house.
Well, I think they need more room to breathe. So you need a house just for the asylum, which would have been fine.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know how Hollywood's Roanoke house is doing, but maybe if you just did a small house, like in the Saw location for just Roanoke, it might work. If you give it a chance to tell a whole story and not just mini vignettes from the season, because ultimately you're going to leave stuff out and it's not going to make much sense.
The vignettes work better when it's a stronger seasons for the show and when it's more iconic instead of just kind of whatever.
And the idea that we have to have a gigantic mega house that has multiple parts to it, that's cool. But, if you did a smaller house on something that packs a punch, it works better than just, okay, this house is boring. When am I going to get to the end? Because you've lost me halfway through it.
They lost me halfway through Coven. Like, okay, I'm done. Okay.
Yeah.
Like after like the theremin, like everything's really good up to the theremin, and then just like it's like okay, I'm checked out now. And then there's some decent stuff after that, but it's just kind of like okay, whatever. Let's move on with our lives.
I mean, honestly, the best scare in the entire thing is that Stiltwalker.
That's
Coven.
Pretty good, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Comes
which,
at you.
Which I never got any time.
Jennifer about killed me. That pushed me back into the previous room she was backing up so hard from that.
That's amazing. I love that. That's
she crushed my toe. I ran into people who I didn't know. It was great.
That's
she
the way
was
to do
just
Hornets.
Terrified. But that was probably the best scare in the entire house if you got it. But you had mm-hmm. to get it.
Yeah.
I also feel like the cast really wasn't into it. Except for maybe like the Pepper actor.
Okay.
The Pinhead.
I think it's kind of like what Michael said, though. It's kind of like they worked hard to get American Horror Story last year, and they did it, and then they were like, okay, well, this year we're getting The Shining, so that's the one we're going to really focus on, and American Horror Story is just an in also now.
The infatuation honeymoon period's now over with American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And like Nick said, you don't have to force a mega house, because, I mean, look how big Scarecrow is.
And it's so good.
Yeah, so you don't need all that. Sometimes bigger is not better, I guess, because you would think that Scarecrow is probably twice as long as American Horror Story, but it's probably half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It one just feels longer because it's better.
Yeah, one of the things I was thinking about was just, hey, why don't you do like an American, like two American Horror Story houses,
yeah.
and you just yeah. do two seasons. You can tell yeah. two complete stories, and you don't have to worry about two IPs. And yeah. you can split that long line between two different houses. So you double your yeah. capacity. So
is
I'm
that like the mythical dual run house?
Well, no, it would literally be like American Horror Story would be like at where Dead Waters was this year. And then you would mm-hmm. then put one like where Ash is this year. You put them on the opposite sides of the park.
You know what would be cool, honestly, to
what?
Do it? You know, they've tried the last few years to do these diverging paths things. But mm-hmm. actually do that. Like, you have one part, like this year, you have to go through Asylum, but then you get yeah. to a point and you can pick Roanoke or Coven.
Well, unfortunately, and people don't pick. They just follow whoever's in front of them because, well, that's the problem.
But
is
see,
like,
that's why you would have to have a barker like you had, like, with the From Dusk Till Dawn saying,
yes.
use your face. Go to for Coven or go for Roanoke, your choice. Pick which one, which choose your horror. You know, you'd have that. You'd have to have somebody like that, a barker out there telling you can pick, choose your choice, choose
so
your
here,
fate.
So let's talk about that a little bit. I think that's an interesting idea. So from a design perspective, the houses, like, they're hard to get through sometimes. Like, they're dark. There's a lot of, like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of boo holes. There's, you know, like fire escapes, you know. There are mm-hmm. cast members, there's team members everywhere guiding you through because they're sometimes hard to get through. So having a situation where they tell you to go left or right, you're just going to follow the person in front of you a lot of times because you just don't know, like, maybe that's the exit. Is that a boo hole? I don't know. So it would have to be a situation where you have to break up the design of the house so much that it just opens up.
Or you could also educate people in the queue. Hey, when you're going to get to a point in this house where you're going to pick which
yeah.
way you want to go.
That's another good point.
You know, you can educate people going in that, hey, you know, you don't have to go where everybody else is. If you want to go the other way, you could. And what that would lean to is, like, people like us, if everybody's going to the right, well, then we're going to go to the left because we're not going to have anybody in front of us. And then when we start going to the left, and you kind of have to have, like, the people who go to Horror Nights, they would start that swing, you know, either way. And you mm-hmm. kind of – you might would actually almost start a pulsing effect with those houses, which would, you know, make the re-going through – I was about to say rewritability, but that don't work. But, you know, the going through on multiple times, interesting.
So – but also remember that the problem with that concept is actual output, is that you're going to be funneling more people – you have a bottleneck effect at the beginning of the house, and then you then double capacity at the end of the house. So what you need to really look at is how is that going to be handled? Like,
who cares? The same people getting in the same line, they're still going through.
Yeah, well, but still.
Right. I think the better plan was what Joe said. Do two American Horror Story houses, and so then you have 10 houses. You do it in the same footprint, basically, just two different entrances, and you've now added an extra house. And it really just spreads out everybody, and you could tell more complete stories.
I want to choose that fate house.
The true American Horror Story
that ship sailed, Nick. Those days are long gone.
The true American Horror Story is Felipe sending me texts from him watching a Gilmore Girls.
Oh, goodness. I won't daggum. Do you fly Dumbo over the mountain or through the tunnel books?
I mean, like, I understand where you're coming through from, Nick, and I like the idea. It's just there's so many logistical hurdles, and, like, you would have...
That's why people major in logistics figure it out.
It's called industrial engineering. But anyway.
All right.
Shining. I get where you're coming from. Shining, yes! I love The Shining. Let's do this.
It's good.
It's solid. It's
really good.
It's not scary, I don't think.
Oh, it's scary. It's scary.
It has a few jump scares, but it's really not as scary as some of the other houses.
It's really dependent on timing.
I think it's more scenic than even The Exorcist was last year.
I think it's way more scenic than The Exorcist was. I think I think this also translates better than Exorcist did.
Yeah, good point.
So
that's another complaint I have about American Horror Story. It's so damn dark. You can't appreciate the scenery. All right, continue.
No, I was just gonna say I think that they nailed it. I mean, it's like great.
Yeah,
which is what you want. And I still can't figure out the elevator. I have an idea, and I've talked to people, but just looking at it, it's like, man, they pulled that off.
Whose laundry's done?
Mine.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I love The Shining because I feel like it's really like walking the movie. I think the Golden Room is done well. I feel like the walking through, like, the carpets is amazing. The end with all the Jacks coming at you is good. The Jack Torrances. I just want to make sure we highlight that it's that Jack. The blood elevator is amazing. I like how they do the walking into the overlook after the guard is killed. Not the guard, the gardener's killed. I mean, that's all great stuff. I love it. This is absolutely one of my favorite houses this year. No questions asked. Super, super good house. I would fly back down to Halloween Horror Nights just to do this house.
Bro, you
not cry. The only one I would do again. But not the only house I would do again, and not necessarily and not the only thing I would do if I would go down, but man, it's up there. It's really, really, really good.
It's good. It's solid. Like I said, and you can tell that this was their pet project this year. This is what they really wanted to work on as far as, like, you know, the IP. That was the IP that they were after this year.
Yeah. Sean's on. Sean? Oh, Sean? No, never mind.
That's why they need to do just a few IPs that they're passionate about,
mm-hmm.
and not try to stretch themselves too thin on things they just don't really care about.
So my question then is, did you guys see the Easter egg in the house?
Which one? Bear?
You don't know about the Easter eggs, do you?
No.
Every house has an Easter egg in it. Literal Easter egg. An actual Easter egg hidden in every single house has an actual Easter egg hidden in it. And the Easter egg in The Shining is hidden in the Golden Room, like behind the bar, like one of the glasses.
Hmm.
Every house has them. Good luck, guys.
I don't care about that.
Well,
that's too much. Like, I want to go through a house. I want to get jump scares. I don't care about, like, the crap that they put in there. Like, as long as it looks good, it's fine. That's just not me. That's not why I go down there. Like, I understand, like, if you go there every week, you're going to start looking at these things and picking up on that stuff, but, you know.
Well, I mean, also, I would like to add that, like, this is also not for guests. It's also there for, you know, other departments. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. The sound people do something, and the set design people do something, you know. Like, they all kind of goof on with each other. So it's not, like, necessarily for us, but it's cool to talk about.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's anyway. What I mean. Like, it's just not.
All right. Know. So the Jimmy Fallon house.
Yes. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Very underwhelming.
Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It's not bad.
The scenic is very reminiscent of Dracula Untold.
Mm-hmm.
And the cast, there's a really, really, really bad cast, and there's a decent cast.
Mm-hmm.
And the aerial scares were very poorly executed and planned,
mm-hmm.
to the point where maybe you just cut them and put a scare actor down on the ground.
They take so long to reset.
Or just leave them on top of the pathway and just let them fall when they want to. Like, don't make them go back up the track. It's just not good. It was one of my most anticipated houses. It's very near the bottom of the list.
Nick?
It felt understaffed. There was not enough scare actors in there, and it's too timing dependent. The big payoff scares, when you get them, they're good, but you have to get them, and getting them with the way that Halloween Horror Nights houses work, the conga lines, you're not going to get them all the time. So that's the house that they needed to pulse. So you know you were getting those scares. And
they could have, because the line was never that long.
Yeah.
Well, so you can't afford to pulse.
Well, that's funny, because that was...
I think it would have built up.
They're always waving you through. Yeah.
So that's one of the funny things, is that house had a lot of technical issues when I was down there. Like, that house didn't open, like, two nights until, like, 7 o'clock or 7:15. That house has technical issues, so...
And that first scare actor, we went through there at least 5 or 6 times, and
he was
always just standing in the back.
He's just like, "Yo, hey, welcome to my party!" Burr, 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 burr. You know, and like he just kind of leers at you. It's like, "What are you doing?"
Like, he can either come forward, or you think he should probably be able to go to the side, but he just stood in the shadows the whole time.
Or he should lunge out at you or something.
I don't know.
Nothing happens. He's just, he just walks around like he's looking at you. It's like, God.
Yeah.
Fallen, I am not happy with at all. This is definitely one of the weakest houses.
Yeah.
Even thinking about it again, it just, ugh, oof.
It mystifies me that people actually say it's their favorite house. So,
to me, it's my number 8. That's how low I rate it. So,
I got it at 7.
I would like to remind you how much I like about Ash versus Evil Dead. So
yeah, no, you like that show.
I like the show, and I like the house, because I've seen everything. Okay, we'll get to that.
So Dead Waters, great scenic, no conclusion, so casts, not many scares.
Stinky Pete's in it
sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes
you got Ghost Mark Twain, which is Sean's favorite.
Yeah, Dancing Mark Twain was the best.
Mm-hmm.
He responded well to the chants one night. Me and Sean
what were
doing...
the chants? Was it Twain? Twain?
Twain, 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 Twain. Twain. He come out and he danced for us. Big time danced.
I do like that there are scare actors in the opening scene. I wish more houses would have that.
That was cool. Yeah, I really like that.
I've gotten to the point where I feel very safe in opening scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's nice to be caught off guard. I kind of wish there was a third scare actor in there, though, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, towards the door.
Yeah, I was half expecting that, but
yeah,
Manas Bush was really utilized well there.
Yeah.
So one of the things is that in the front of the house, when they have the alligators, they actually have a water spray effect that got me very, very wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up there. So I'm like, oh, okay. I see how it is. I think that was like the last night I was there. And I'm like, okay, I'm the only one walking through. I'm like, great, fantastic. So, yeah, I like the house. It let me down in a few ways, but it's very beautiful and it's well designed, and it's definitely, if your idea of a great Halloween Horror Nights house is scenic, if you love scenic, this is going to be your house.
Just a little
short.
I'll
say it. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's shorter than Definitely much shorter than Ghost Town last year.
So something weird. There's like a literally exact replica of the exact same scene in Fallen that there is in Dead Waters, where you walk in that big room with the person hanging upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work in either house. Like, it was bad in both.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I mean, I'm thinking it's identical. That scene. I could be wrong.
If not, they're very similar.
Yeah. And neither of them worked. And then Dead Waters just kind of ends. That house needed more room to breathe between the scenes.
Yeah. You could tell.
It needed more Voodoo Queen.
Well, I feel like, and this is just speculation on my part, so I feel like that because they went for the bigger scares in Fallen, that they might have sacrificed some space for another scene or two in Dead Waters because they had to add that swooping room and all that for the bungee cords.
No. Don't tell me this.
I don't believe that. I don't.
Because they share the soundstage. You think about the houses that have been there before. The one that has been in Dead Water space has traditionally felt longer than Dead Water has.
Do you mean do you mean the actual space itself?
Yeah, I feel like that they had to sacrifice some of the space that they would have used for the house on the side that Dead Waters is on to add enough space for the bungees and all that, for the safety protocols and all that they have to for that on the Fallen side of the house. Because when that was Dracula Untold and what Alien vs. Predator, the houses felt, Dracula Untold felt like a normal length house that didn't feel as short as Dead Water did this year. So I don't know. That's just me speculating and me thinking. That's something I've been thinking about since then. But
in my
mind, that kind of – because I'm thinking whenever you add stunts – that OSHA might have some different regulations about spacing and stuff that they might have to comply with. That would be a little bit different than if it was just two houses.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me, spitballing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think so that could make sense. No, wait, is it Blum next?
Yeah.
Yep, Blumhouse.
So, Blumhouse.
Should have just been Insidious.
It should have just been Insidious, but it's a good house.
See, I find this trend towards IP mashups alarming because it doesn't allow for any really good storytelling.
It doesn't allow for any build up. It doesn't allow for actual any horror. It's just kind of constant jump scares.
Yeah. Now I guess maybe two rooms would have worked for, say, Ouija, because Ouija probably can't be expanded into more than two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Purge segment just felt silly. And I really have no idea what's happening in Sinister. But that first hallway in Sinister is dark as hell, man.
Yeah.
It's a good hallway.
When the lights go out, you can't
freaking
see.
That's great.
You can't see.
It's great. See anything, I love it. Isn't it great? Just imagine, me and Drew drunk off our asses doing that. And we're like, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it.
But that would be where it'd be awesome if you can get touched.
Yeah.
Well, Mike.
I want to get touched, Joe.
Do you know what? I'm just saying you're married, so just keep that to yourself. Some of us have bigger issues. Anyway. Oh, man, I hate everyone on this podcast. So, Blumhouse.
Thanks.
Blumhouse
Nick
is great.
Nick, Sean,
just
and I
kidding.
The pouring rain.
Just kidding, Nick. Yeah. You're the one. You're my favorite, Nick. How's that? Geez.
Okay, I appreciate that. Blumhouse is good. Me and Michael, everybody ditched us to go ride Men in Black, and we did it basically by ourselves with some random dude behind us.
Isn't it great?
Great?
It's great. Yeah. It's really good.
That cast really. When you get the good cast in there, they freaking go for it, man.
Yeah.
I had a bad cast there, so it's
I do wish that they would have, instead of doing Purge. And I understand what happened, but just make those two rooms, the ghouls rooms, and and then do Insidious, or just do the whole thing Insidious. But it was a solid house. It was good. There's some good scares in there.
Or do a Insidious house and a Sinister house.
That too.
Build another 10.
10 houses.
You sound Sage 25. You could have 11 houses, 2 American Horror Story houses and 2 Blumhouse houses.
Well, I was thinking replacing
the same amount of cast.
I was thinking replacing the one of the lesser IP houses this year with additional American Horror Story, not adding more
Saw?
Housing. Like Saw. Yes, exactly like Saw.
And Ash versus Evil Dead.
No, Ash versus Evil Dead's perfect. I'm kidding. Anyway, Blumhouse is fantastic. I think all the Insidious stuff with a good cast is amazing. It is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on, but
they
go for
get
it,
you.
Man,
they get you real good. And as I said before, the last scene of that house is incredibly stupid. It's just painted walls with some flats and cutouts. and some hanging stuff and some blaring Blumhouse music and some strobes. But man, if you got a good cast in there, they get you constantly.
Those scare actors go for it there at the end.
And they
that's
know.
What it, you know, that's what it takes. It's the scare actors, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they all get together and they say, we're going to get them. And they get you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Even the people in the stupid purge mask scare you in that house. So, I mean.
It's good. It's good. I like Blumhouse a lot. I did not believe Drew at all. I thought he was crazy. I thought this was one of his things. And I went
he
through
was
it,
right.
And I'm like, God damn, that was really good. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I probably did that house more than any other house.
Really?
Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Mike just dropped.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, or something.
I think we did. That or Scarecrow.
Nope, he's back. Mike.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Did we do Blumhouse more than any other house? I don't think me and you did. With that extra run through, right?
It's either Blumhouse or Hive. I mean, I'll probably do Scarecrow the most.
Yeah, you did Scarecrow a ton after I had to leave because of Sean.
Yeah. Nick was partying, man. Nick was happening on Sunday night.
And I wanted to keep going, and everybody was like, you gotta leave.
We were all soaked and miserable, but we were partying.
Oh, it was so much fun. All right, so Hive.
Yeah.
Hive.
Hive is good. I love Hive.
I do not like Hive. I do not like Hive. I did not get any good scares in Hive. I did not really enjoy Hive. I just thought, I kept stepping on that rubber stuff they had, like on the sides of the house. It just, maybe you guys had a better crew and like everyone stepped it up. But man, I did not like Hive at all. It just did not click with me. Nothing really scared me. It wasn't that great. The facade is a joke, but even then judging the house, but fine. Yeah, it was just didn't click. It just was fine.
It grew on me as the event went on. The Stilt Walker, the last few scares in that house are legit good. Yeah. If you have the right people, knowing a scare actor in there really upped it because,
oh, like who?
Friend of the show, Ryan Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Ryan was awesome in there. Yeah. He grabbed that man. He grabbed that man several times.
He stole that man's hat.
Yeah, he stole that man's hat.
I did not
he
see
gave
Ryan
me that.
In there. So.
He stole that man's hat and gave me that hat. The pom-poms from Vent 55 were a cool little thing in there. I liked it. It really grew on me.
Like that John Carpenter track.
The music was great. It grew on me.
And the scenic in that house is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. And I wish they had more of the glowing contact lenses.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, there are actors all over that house. And they got loud, scary noises. They got a sick John Carpenter track playing outside to get grooving to.
Mm-hmm.
Got friend of the show, Ryan Kennedy.
It's like
some creepy vampires.
Too. It's kind of like a throwback in some ways. It's like, this is how Horror Nights probably used to be.
This house had no reason, no excuse to have worked, but it did. This should have been like their mulligan. And it's the most reliable house of the event. You know, it's solidly average.
Yeah, I put Hive quite low, so. It was better than Fallen for me, but not as good as several other houses. So I'll just leave it at
that. You can always pretty much just walk in the Hive and have a good time. And that's what I like about it.
Me too.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Okay.
And we did it. It was just the four of us in the storm and rain.
Mm-hmm.
The four of us.
Good.
I mean, the three of us plus a strange guy who was strangely close to Nick.
Yeah. I couldn't go slow.
Sean got all the scares because he was first.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. It was a good one.
The cast was on a smoke break because of the rain. But yeah, it's just weird being in there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Loud noises and creepy vampires, that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All good.
And then we move on to the House of the Decade, right?
The Go.
Yeah, I think the one thing we could all agree on is the best house of the year.
Rap.
One of the best houses I've ever been through. Hands down.
It's the best house I've ever been through.
Scarecrow.
So good.
The reaping is happening.
Oh, so good.
Well, the facade's amazing. The soundtrack outside is great.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah, there's soundtrack outside. That's one of the few houses I waited more than like. That's the, one of the few houses I waited more than a half hour to see. I actually waited about an hour to see it, and it was totally worth every single second I waited for it. It also helps I was waiting with Patrick and Brandon Glover, but, you know, things happen.
Oh, it was good.
It's so much fun. There have to be, like, a million scare actors in there. They all go for it. Everywhere you turn, there's a scare actor. It's tight. The ceiling's low. They got rip sounds. They got corn smell. It's
happening. They got bird poop.
They got that big giant scarecrow at the end.
Yeah, so the bird poop, the bird poop, and then the next scene with the birds flying at you with the air blasts and the giant.
Yeah.
That actually caused an issue during AP previews because people would stop because they couldn't go through it because they just couldn't see. So it just held up people in the house, and it really degraded the house. But like when it's at night and people just running through it, man, that's a really good effect. I really like that.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
It's just good.
It's really good. I love Scarecrow. I love it. It's great.
The fact that they gave like every scare actor like two or three ways to scare you is just great because there's like multiple openings that they could get you at, and that's good.
Yes, that is. Boom, that
holes
is
everywhere.
In fact, yeah, it's in fact very good. Yeah, Scarecrow, A plus, definitely. One of the other houses, Blumhouse, this. And Shining, I would fly down just to see. Except I had to spend more money on my car, so that probably won't be happening this year. Anything else about Scarecrow, you guys?
It's just good.
Okay. Next house is definitely the best house of the year. One of the best shows on television right now. No questions asked. It is Ash versus Evil Dead. You're going to get some Deadites. We're going to Jacksonville, everyone. Et cetera, et cetera. So what are you guys' thoughts on the house?
It was bad.
Yeah, I know you guys don't like it, so don't hold back.
I mean, there's nothing really to say. I don't know the source material, which hurts going through it, and I know that. But I just don't – I had no connection to it. The couple times I went through it, it was fine. The ending scene is probably my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's about it. I mean, it's just, it's there. And, you know, if it's your thing, it's cool. It's just not mine. So.
It is a weaker From Dusk Till Dawn.
Wow, that's damning right there.
I think From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, at least From Dusk Till Dawn had the Barker and the strippers. Whereas this, it's like the same idea. It's very well lit. And you're just like going through things that you don't quite understand. And it's just not good. You got half the scare actors in there are just there to shoot Deadites. And then you have the puppet at the end. You need the puppet all over. I don't know.
And it's so far to walk there.
The puppet's from season two, and it's a very specific reference. So that's kind of the reasons why. Like, there's a lot of good jokes in there from the actual show itself. And it makes sense if you've seen it. But
all five people who have seen it?
It's way, way heavy on the actual source material. So that's a big thing. So that, and that's why they show so much of that show outside on that shipping container. So, but I mean, it makes sense. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's from that, it's that, from that, it's that, it's that. Like, go to Jacksonville, all that fun stuff. But yeah, definitely suffered from having a weaker, I don't want to say a weaker scare zone cast, but more like. A weaker cast in looks, because not every Ash looks the same, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And that's part of that, though. Whenever you're casting something like that, I mean, they're not going to all look alike, and you just kind of have to know that going in. So.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm a huge fan of Ash. My only issues with Ash is that it basically requires you to... Oh, by the way, we haven't talked about this, but we'll talk about it at the end. Walk from basically Ohio to Florida and back.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is a new theme of Halloween Horror Nights that we'll get into in a second.
Yeah.
So, next house. Saw.
Did it once.
I did it once. Very, I did it.
Very
I did
timing
it,
dependent.
I did it Sunday night. I did it with Patrick and his friend. And we waited nearly an hour to do it because we're like, this is the last house and whatever. So we just did it. And his friend was behind me and she just kept running into me and like screaming and freaking. And she was the best part of the house. The rest of it was just like, okay, whatever. Like it was,
well, we did it yeah. Thursday with Brian, right? I think Thursday was dead when we were there. Like there was mm-hmm. hardly any wait for any house. I think we waited what 20 minutes or so to get in there, 15, 20 minutes. And that was too long.
oh, okay.
I like what they went for.
It's happening.
We're not talking about that, Ian.
Okay.
But it's very time dependent. It, you know, I like the idea of what they went through, but it's like I told several people down there, I almost was instead of making it a house that they would have done that as a show. Mm-hmm. So you could just gather around and then show you the traps going off. With
oh,
the
like
Jason
a Saw Scare Zone.
Oh, the sword Saw Scare Zone.
Like in Hollywood with all those yeah. little floats.
With some oh. little stages. Yeah. Something like that. Instead of
or
what
do
they
it
did.
In Sting Alley. Pulse you through.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
That would have been a better
queue up for. I don't know.
It would have been better. And then like just having the pig guys just jumping out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you see one, you kinda know what's happening. So
mm-hmm.
yep. it's just not good.
Mike?
Yeah. I got nothing to say about it.
Okay.
Bring back Krampus. Bring back Alice.
Yeah.
Of course, there's next so year there won't be a house there, this. So.
There's so many people who hate Krampus and Alice, it kind of blows my mind in a way.
Krampus.
They're both.
Both of them are good.
Fine houses. I mean, they're not the worst. They were soft.
Krampus was better.
Yeah, I hate how Krampus always had a line, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love the house. Alice is fun.
Alice is great. I like
just
Alice
a big party,
a lot.
Y'all. That's all Hornets is. Big party with your friends.
Yep. Which not I spend with other friends this time. I need to make the joke once at least.
You made it like ten times already, Joe.
No, I didn't. I just said I was standing with other people. It wasn't a joke. That's the joke. This is me just saying, yeah, I waited with other people. Mm. I use humor to diffuse pain, Mike. You should know that. Anyway, talking about using humor to diffuse pain, let's talk about some Bill and Ted. So, I liked
well,
Bill
do
and
we,
Ted
do,
this year
do,
a lot.
Do we want to do house rankings before we get to Bill and Ted?
Sure, yeah, if you guys want to do house rankings.
Okay. You want to do house rankings, Michael?
Number one with the bullet, Scarecrow the Reapening.
Yeah, Scarecrow is number one for me, too. Solid.
Then The Shining.
Good yeah, choice. I have the Shining as number two.
Really? You had Shining as number two? You seem a little colder on it, Nick.
Well...
You just gotta admire it, man.
Yeah, it's just well put together, and it's fun to walk through there and see everything. So yeah, okay. yeah Shining is number two.
And they fixed the queue, which is nice.
Yeah,
because
We'll get to that in a second.
Number three, I guess, Dead Waters.
I have The Hive as number three.
Ooh, look at you!
Whoa, Nick! Jeez, what the hell?
Girl,
bringing out the hot takes.
Ooh, scalding hot take.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of your mind.
Actually, I probably do like Hive more than Dead Waters. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for having the courage.
I just think Hive, I'm going there to get so scared, brave. And I got scared in Hive, and I did not really get scared in Dead Waters.
All right, I changed my vote. Hive at three. Let's get crazy.
Yeah.
Man, that cast must have really improved since I was there, because you guys are out of your minds. So
that was good.
Okay, whatever you say.
And you walk right into it. You never have to wait for Hive.
Yeah.
Great.
Number four. What you got, Michael?
Dead Waters, I guess.
I've got Blumhouse.
Oh, so brave.
Blum, I think my rankings for Blum was relatively up that high.
It's good.
It's good. It's really good.
It's got some good scares. It's got, I mean, minus the Purge part. I have no complaints about that house. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sticking with Dead Waters because it's original at four, but then I'll go Blumhouse at five.
And I have Dead Waters at five.
There you go.
So, I mean, it's good.
The top
house.
Five is solid as a rock.
Yeah, but yeah. Those are all still fantastic choices for all those. Yeah. For the like, every house you've listed so far has been very, very good. Like, there is yeah. no like bad house. Well, I mean, except Hive, but you know, get the idea.
Hive's good, man. I'll be honest with you. I almost thought about putting Hive above Shining, but the scope of Shining made me put it above Hive.
Scalding hot takes from Nick. Oh boy,
that's some pretty pretty.
It me the Drew of Parkscope.
Whoo!
Yeah. Anyway,
cover from these hot takes. All right, number six, American Horror Story.
American Horror Story
volume
number six.
Two.
Okay.
I think we're going to be the same from here on out, Michael.
Number seven.
Oh, you have Ash at seven?
Yeah.
I have Fallen at seven.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Fallen.
I think Ash is better than Fallen.
Okay, no, Fallen at six. You're right. At seven. I'm sorry. I forgot about Fallen. That's
I have Fallen at seven just simply because
it's an original.
They went for something different.
Yeah. And the red light up nipples lady.
Yeah. 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 Then Ash, number eight.
Yeah.
I just don't connect with it. So, you know.
Yeah.
I know you connect with it, Joe, and I understand why you would have it higher, but I just don't connect with it.
And I mean, plus, like, part of the thing is, like, also I was drinking with my sister and her boyfriend, like, watching the show and going, oh, shit! Like, that's going to be in Halloween Horror Nights! Oh, my God! So, like, that's also part of the thing, so I understand. So, I get it.
But then, like, don't pick an obscure TV show to build a house around.
But it's also like
if you have
really
to know
funny.
The show to enjoy it.
I think they tried to go broad and it just wasn't broad enough.
Yeah, like you need scares, man. You have any scares in your scare zone house?
Yeah.
All right, and then Saw. Then maybe we can talk about it.
Saw right. The thing. It's a thing.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah. So, Bill and Ted. What's up, Dickweeds?
It felt short to me.
It was short because it was done well. It was really good.
It was so good.
And I guess it was less frenetic and crazy. Like, there's less bits. So I guess it... Mm-hmm. And it was also a tighter show, so I guess it felt shorter.
It's one of those things where, like, if you believe it or not, the dance segment was longer for 25 than this year. So
I believe it. There was a lot less dancing.
Yeah, but, like, they had way more other stuff. So, like, it was a pretty packed show, I think.
I don't
so
know
where
what
you guys
want to
start. Where do you guys want to start? Well, no, we'll talk about that in a second. Where do you guys want to start with Bill and Ted? How'd you like the opening video?
I've been that song's been stuck in my head ever since Horror Nights. So
yeah, right.
I keep seeing it over and over.
Which one is it?
I forget what it was, but I put it on the. I started the last episode of the podcast with it.
Oh.
So
I'm not gonna sing,
you know, that one.
So that thing, yeah.
I heard the Time Machine song at the gym the other day.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyways,
the Katy Perry song about time machines.
No, well, yeah. Anyway, Bill and Ted.
It's good.
It was a great year.
I liked it all. It was a good year for Bill and Ted.
Yeah,
so.
I think they should just do a heel turn and say it's coming back next year.
I'm okay with that.
Even Jennifer likes Bill and Ted this year, and she has not liked Bill and Ted before. So
that's saying a lot.
She gives it multiple thumbs up. So
all right. So funny story: the first night we saw it, the sound went out for like.
Oh,
two
that was so good.
There was improv for 2 minutes.
That
maybe
would be
even three or four.
For some pirates to come out.
Yeah. And then, like, they chased each other around the stage, like in Scooby-Doo, like, in and out of doors.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Parkour. Don't encourage him.
Yeah. It's just a good show. I don't know what else to say about it.
It's just very solid.
Any favorite moments?
Death is the best thing in the whole thing, just watching him come out and looking around and just start dancing
really
and stuff. And
we had when we were sitting up front Saturday night, and someone started chanting death, and he was just trying to be like modest, and he's just like, oh you, and he's like trying to hide himself with his hood and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of playing to the cameras, and it was hysterical. Death is great.
Death was great. And
Sean Spicer was great.
Sean, yeah. Yeah, that actress is amazing.
Sharon is so good.
Yeah, yeah, but she's the best.
They need to pull her on retainer and, like, do something. She needs to be in a horror makeup show.
She would be great in horror makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Power Rangers scene did not land for me.
No.
It was fine.
I finally got it the last night. Like, I finally understood it the last time I saw it.
It was fine.
I think it's the
first night we didn't have the audio, so.
Yeah.
Baywatch scene is fun when you're sitting right there at that spot.
Yeah.
But other than that, it doesn't land.
I don't know who the girl is who does Lady Gaga, but she brings it when she gets up there.
Mm-hmm. So,
The Moana scene.
Moana. Oh, yeah.
We were singing that all weekend.
Island. Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're a
Bell
girl. You're a boy. No. Bell apartments behind me.
Yeah.
I said Bell apartments.
Okay.
We passed
good.
By it
good.
On Saturday night or Sunday night.
Yeah.
You're a boy. I'm a girl. Bell apartments behind me. Yes, I know these lyrics blow. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of that part. I could probably put that.
Is.
I think I could probably like insert that right now if I really wanted to.
The Bieber, I think they could have cut one song from that, but overall it was pretty good.
Bieber,
it was
hilarious. Yeah. My favorite
actress.
Yeah. She's the Beetle the Bard actress, so I love her to death.
Wait, she's the Beetle the Bard?
Kristen. Isn't that Kristen, whatever her name is? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, she was in Beetle the Bard. She was in the Making a Diagon Alley special, dude.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. A great way to end the Avatar joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the
payoff for that joke is I saw that and like Patrick was looking at me. He's like, dude, your jaw's on the ground. I'm like, I know. This is amazing.
It really hit home. We went there on Saturday.
Yeah. I read all of the Inside Universal like clowns. Like posts, and I just imagine them being her out on stage because clearly they've lost a few screws. So, and also like him trying to escape death, the Avatar guy, the sex tail guy.
They're not floating. I can clearly see that they're alive.
Run for your lives! what'd you guys think? There was a few other good parts. There was the
David S. Plotkins was good.
The get out part with the meeting with Bill and Ted.
Yeah, that didn't land with me. That was
all right.
Probably...
Well, the females were hot.
Yes, yeah. that's a very true. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Overwatch girl personally with the short black hair.
Beyond that, though, like,
what about Stranger Things?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
it was good.
Stranger Things is good. Everything with Sean Spicer is good. You had the Guardians thing with the trash panda.
Yes.
And yeah, I am great. Ted. Why do you keep saying your name?
I don't know.
I am Ted. I thought it was a pretty solid year, so I'm happy about it. So, I thought the ending was good. They changed stuff since you guys saw it. There was way more of a emphasis on it being a festival. And, yeah. It was like the Kama Conchella Food and Wine Festival or whatever it was called.
And Festival of the Deadliest.
Yeah. No. And then it was called. Yeah. That. Oh, that was a good point. Yeah, good point on that one. And then, like, they changed stuff, and it was weird. Yeah. But, yeah. I liked this year a lot, so
oh,
I don't
hurt
know.
So much.
Bill and Ted this year was really good. It was really good.
It made it hard. It's making it harder because of how good it is this year.
I just don't know what they're going to do to fill that hole. I'm scared.
Beetlejuice.
They're just not Bill and Ted, and especially like you guys come back and then they say, oh yeah, we have a third script in the works right now, and I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, oh yeah. Of course you do.
But it's so important to have that 45-minute break in the middle of the night to just sit down and laugh.
Relax. Yeah. Have a good time. Stomp your feet. How about the ending of that show being Freddie Mercury coming out of the...
It's good.
It's pretty perfect.
And then they did the rock version of We Will Rock You. That was amazing. I loved that. Oh, man. Yeah. That was good. That was so good.
The whole ending was great.
So can we mention Lady Gaga and how amazing that was? Because I saw that.
It was the background of Universal.
Yeah, no, it was the background of Universal. When they showed it up there, I'm like, I knew exactly what's going to happen now. And I'm watching, and I'm like, yep, it happened.
That's the body drop.
Yeah, but then she just gets up and she just sings. So it's not like she died or something.
When she gets up there,
it's like,
she brings it when she sings and she dances. She brings it.
Yeah, that was amazing. Oh, man.
I can't.
Oh, Bill and Ted this year was so good. I had a great time seeing with every person I saw it with. I saw it with Shuck. I saw it with my friend from college, another Brian. seeing with the other Brians, seeing with Patrick, seeing with Meg. Did I see with Meg? I think I saw Meg. I forget. Whatever. But anyway, just seeing with everyone is just fantastic. It was just it's the best. It was great. I love it. Unfortunately, last night I saw it. That was the last thing I did at Halloween Horror Nights. I saw the 12:30 show, Bill and Ted. And unfortunately, they had the B actress for Sean Spicer.
Oh.
So, but the funny thing was, like, they were just dicking around the whole show. So they were just having fun, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they were messing around. So,
good. Who knows?
Anyway, Bill and Ted. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. All right. So now what? Logistics?
Let's just talk.
Academy of Villains was a thing.
We just walked past it every time.
Yeah, we did. I think I maybe watched 5 minutes of Academy of Villains the whole time.
Yeah,
I
haven't seen a second of Academy
of Villains. Barricades there for crowd control, and I wish they would have that in more theme park areas.
Yeah.
We could have like a specific direction where people are going and not the mass of humanity going in a trillion different directions everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
We had some alcohol frustrations.
Yes.
Okay.
The first night we did Say and Scream. Nick wasn't there yet, but we did Say and Scream at Hello Kitty. And we forwent getting a beer at Duff, thinking we can get a Shipyard or something equivalent at Hello Kitty. And the Hello Kitty drink cart is no longer.
Yep.
So,
in all fairness, though, that seems not to be something affected by the alcohol change policy. I just don't think they built one there this year.
No, there was one there the first night, I think, Chuck said.
I don't
think
so.
Okay. But, like, so like, you're losing all that revenue of people just hanging out there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So then the rest of the nights, there was rain, so we smartly went to Springfield where you can wait inside.
Mm-hmm.
But we always had food, so we weren't just like freeloading and taking advantage of, safety. But the first night in Springfield, I saw an altercation with a guest and a bartender because she wouldn't make a flaming no. That's because they had removed the apparatus for making that that night. I don't know if they did. Then the second night, they still had it up. So I don't know if that was just that one time. She was working by herself. But it seems like it's quite a frequent occurrence where it's just one bartender in there. And that does not work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I had when I was there. Only one bartender, but there were not a lot of people in there. And that was kind of the hangout bar when Finn's was having its issues. So I think they're not ready for it in there. So, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm listening.
But like, so if you limit one drink per person, like you're doing one drink per transaction most of the time, I guess, unless they get like a boyfriend, girlfriend, and they both go up there with their licenses. So the bartender has to check the licenses for the beer. And with the Dufftoberfest, there was a phone problem, so it takes extra long. Then they got to go run the credit card and bring it. Like it's so many moving parts, and it takes so long because you have to do that, and it's all just one person. And then there's no like set, like, I'm next. So like you have people who like show up, and the bartender will miss you. So like it just wasn't worth it. Like, and then you didn't know how long you were going to be standing there, so you couldn't commit sometimes because like you were almost time to go to the houses.
Yeah. It's very frustrating. And then if you went out to Duff Gardens, not only did you have the same situation, but then you have they have the liquor there, so they're also mixing drinks, which adds time to it. And it's like I kind of got to the point Sunday where I was like, I just want them to have a queue.
Yeah.
I want to be able to get in the line, see how many people are in front of me, and know I'm going to be next instead of being skipped over.
And that's the genius of what they did at Finn's. There's a queue, and you get there, you get your drink, and you leave.
Yeah. And if you're going to be a few places that you only have a few places that have liquor, then you need to have somebody there who is taking orders and checking out, and somebody who's also there helping mix.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work for one person to do all these things. And a bar as big as Duff Garden is, that's a lot of people that can come around that place at one time for three people to be dealing with. Yeah. You almost need a liquor area and a beer area.
Yep.
Just to make it simple. And then, like, if you made the inn by Chief Wiggum, the liquor inn, then you had in the middle, if you are going up there with two people to get like two options, like a mixed drink and a beer, and then the inn by Duffman, beer only, that would almost work better.
Yeah.
But
like Sunday night, we legit could not get a beer during Stand Scream.
No, we did not. We stood there for how long, Michael? 20 minutes trying to get a beer, and then finally it was time for the house to open, so we just said that's it. But 20 minutes trying to get a beer.
Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating because you're trying to give them $10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like there's areas in the park where there's not many people and you can get beers there, but like it's these specific areas where they just need to staff more.
And no offense to like the other places, but one of the things I look forward to about Horror Nights is Dufftoberfest. And, I want a Dufftoberfest occasionally at Horror Nights. And the only place you can really get that is, well, the only place you can get it is Duff Gardens and Moe's. So, but it's one of those things, too, where it's like, man, I would just soon just go over and get in line at Fountain and Diagon Alley and get a Wizard because it's, I know I'm going to be, what order I'm going to be served in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So one of the interesting things this year from Halloween Horror Nights I want to get your guys' thoughts on are the queues. So for American Horror Story and Dark Deadwater, there are interior queues.
Which I like.
And then for The Shining, there's a literal 10-minute walk to the house, which is insane.
I never experienced that.
And a very similar long walk for Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yeah. So Thursday night when we first did Shining, they had the entire switchback set up with no shortcuts. And then once Nick got there, they opened the shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the weekend, the shortcuts were open because it never got out that far. It's clear that they're making adjustments this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's going to be hard going forward, but some of these queues are not ideal. Hive is the great one because you just walk straight in.
Like and Dead Waters doesn't really bother me, the indoor queue, but I legit do not remember waiting in that indoor queue for American Horror Story the first time I went through there.
That's a queue though.
Yeah.
And it was nice to have your time to give your eyes adjust to the darkness.
But also you can't see anything in there, so
yeah.
Like everyone has their phones out, including myself, like lighting the passage because you can't see where you're going. It's like that's how dark it is.
The hallway in Dead Waters was in Walking Dead last year also.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. It's the exact same one.
Yeah, okay. It's set up exactly like The Walking Dead was last year.
Okay.
With even the scare in the opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was an outdoor scene then too. It was the camping setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clearly there's some I guess it's not growing pains yet. I guess it is pains of growing the resort. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of casualties of capacity and space and stuff. So it's going to get harder before it gets easier. Because next year you're losing Shrek possibly. You're losing Kids Zone, which they planned around this year, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're not going to have the parade building next year, right?
Nope.
Yeah, parade building will be gone.
I'm thinking maybe they could put a sprung by Fast and Furious, huh?
Maybe. Well, no, that's the access road, though.
Oh.
Now, you know, when you did have the queue back there for, like, the house in the earthquake queue, you never blocked the road.
They could probably do a house behind Hogwarts Express in that area, probably.
Imagine a house in Gringotts queue. Because you get the big outdoor queue.
Dear Lord. Yeah, that's going to go over real fucking well. Joe's going to love that a ton.
Yeah, and then you don't have the historic Fear Factor Live stage next year. Possibly.
No, you won't.
And if construction is going on there, does that impact the tent in MIB?
Nah.
Because you exit through that road.
Yeah, and that road's going to stay there.
Well, that road's going to stay there. But if they're doing construction there.
Nah.
I mean.
They'll be fine.
You think they do IOA next year, Joe?
No.
No?
No way in hell.
That's not what your boss man said.
Who's my boss man?
We'll tell you later.
Are you talking about Brian as my boss?
One of the trillion Brians in this world.
There are eight Brians I did see at Hollywood Horror Nights this year.
Which Brian? Yes, that Brian? No, that Brian?
The ginger. Not the ginger.
Brian. This Brian?
Ginger.
Over
yeah,
there,
ginger.
Brian?
The ginger one.
Under the bed, Brian? In the closet, Brian? Out the closet, Brian?
Wow. Nick said that, not me. Anyway, do you guys have any last thoughts about Halloween Horror Nights?
This year was great houses. A weird feeling to the event as far as some kind of like clashing of the past and the future. Maybe mm-hmm. some uncertainty about where they want to do or where they want to go in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Some clear feuding with marketing and creative, that's blatantly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The icon is not an icon. The mm-hmm. theme, that's not a theme. I don't know. It's weird. You're losing Bill and Ted. You're just kind of losing the feeling of what you're used to. Scary.
We're on the verge of change, and that's always scary. I don't think the change is going to make it into Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, but I just don't know right now, and it's interesting to say the least. Nick,
Basically what y'all said. You know, I don't think that you're going to ever lose the scares and all that, but you know, them limiting the liquor really didn't bother me. But then again, I'm not like a big liquor drinker, so you know.
But maybe it did impact us, Nick. It made it harder for us to get just a freaking beer.
I think it did in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I don't know. So.
But hey, finding out about White Claw was a godsend because it was something that Anne could drink. You can get that in any beer stand.
It's a good thing, like. Even after you've had a couple of drinks and you want something to kind of cleanse your palate, it's a good palate cleanser. And
because that was the problem for me is that I could drink a beer anywhere, but Anne doesn't drink beer.
Yeah,
she wanted a drink and she didn't want the.
She wants liquor. That's what she wants. Yeah. It gets her quicker. That's why.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing for Jennifer. First year, I didn't buy a Blinky cup.
I got a Blinky cup. I think the drinks were fine. I think both of the mixed drinks were perfectly fine. I did not.
I didn't gag
when I drank them. So let me put it that way.
I just decided I didn't use a cup, so we didn't get a cup.
That's perfectly fair. I mean, they really bungled some of their food and bev options this year, and they tried and just oof.
I had a Twisted Tater for the first time. It's pretty good.
Congratulations.
I thought it was too salty.
Yeah, so the pretzels, the Bavarian pretzels available at Halloween Horror Nights are the same Bavarian pretzels they offer at Duff Gardens. Who'd have known? Now I know. They're delicious pretzels. Just get them at Duff Gardens like during the day and no one's there and just watch the Simpsons video on loop and have a Dufftober or a Duff or a whatever, you know.
Yeah. So also had the funnel cake thing. That was not a funnel cake. What, funnel cake booths or whatever.
Yeah,
that was good. That was good.
Funnel cake. That was not a funnel cake.
It's like little poof balls or something. I don't know what it was called, but it was funnel like poof. instead of like it being like a funnel cake, like, you know, where they drizzle it and make like the cake part, it was like little balls of dough that, and then
kind
of
like
put stuff on
donut holes, but funnel cake.
Yeah.
So did you guys have the donuts
balls,
on a stick though?
Funnel cakes. No,
I did not, and I could not find the mustard balls. I tried.
Yeah, I'm not answering. I'm not responding to that.
That's how you know we listen to your show.
That's how I know one person does and spreads it to everyone else. Because Meg tweeted it, and I know she definitely did not listen to the show. So one person listened to it and told everyone else. So
two of us listened to it and told everybody else.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think Anne told everybody.
How wonderful. This is all fantastic.
Yeah, I actually think it was Anne. I did listen to the show, but yeah, I think it was Anne.
Great. Wonderful.
I'm worried about next year, y'all. I'm worried.
Don't worry about next year.
It'll be fine.
Oh, I mean, worry about next year. Just don't worry about like Halloween Horror Nights next year.
Yeah.
I mean, worry about next year for other reasons.
There's like the conflicting messages here. Like there's really solid original houses and some not so solid IPs, and then they're getting rid of Bill and Ted, and you got this abortion show Academy of Villains, and I don't know, you get rid of the making drinks harder to get, which really doesn't change anything. It just pisses people off.
I wouldn't call Academy of Villains an abortion. I would call that strong language. But it's not our jam for sure. But
like that's kind of like the direction they're going, and it's scary.
Well, but also on the same angle of things, like I would also say that, you know, like, hey, from a Halloween perspective, like technically neither was Rocky Horror or the Magician shows, but I mean, I don't know right now. I don't know.
Rocky Horror's, I know you said it's in November, but like it is like a Halloween staple now. It's not my jam, but Bill and Ted was, and I'm sad to lose that. And it was like the thing that tied everything together over 27 years, or 26 years, rather. So like that was like the one thing you could count on every year.
Yeah, and I kept saying, hey, Bill and Ted, whatever. But like, yeah, it's
one thing that connected Halloween Horror Nights fans from the beginning till now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, Nick, I saw what you shared with us to the discussion from the Universal Orlando Annual Pass Holder group.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
That's creepy.
Just a little bit.
It's some lady behind a man who's tall, skinny, curly hair.
Corny.
And basically saying, Matt Korn, I see you. And it's like, okay. So, cult of personality or something. So, we'll just leave that there.
Who's that?
Her? We can do that. So, yeah.
We did it.
We did it, everyone. That's okay. Oh man, we have so many more things to talk about, everyone. But we'll be recording that episode later.
But if you are here for tips on Halloween Horror Nights, obviously do Stay and Scream. get a lot of houses done real quick right off the bat. And then, really and truly, just go disappear for a while.
Yeah.
Grab some dinner at Vivo.
Yeah.
Go to Diagon Alley.
Go pretty well, get some good dinner, go to Diagon Alley, just hang out.
Men in Black.
Strong Bone, fire whiskey. And then at midnight, kind of like, head out, see what's going on. And then like 12:30 to 2, you go freaking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Like, don't kill yourself between 7:30 and 12:30. Like, just take it easy.
Yeah.
Overall, I would say I'm more excited about Halloween Horror Nights than I was last year.
Ooh.
I think houses are way better. So
yeah,
I think this year's a stronger year for sure than last year.
This year's a stronger year. I think Bill and Ted's way better. I think the houses are better. I think the scare zone is way better. I mean, I was not a huge fan of the apocalypse scare zone in New York last year, but whatever.
But Shady Brook Halloween was a good one.
That was 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like they can do a good zone there.
Yeah, they can. So that's my general thoughts. All of our general thoughts on Halloween Horror Nights. Our next episode will be about...
I got a question for y'all before we sign off.
Shoot.
Do you think this year the houses from top to bottom are stronger than 25 or not?
Well, because I've heard both ways from people. 25 has an issue. 25 has The Walking Dead.
Well, this year has Saw.
I would say The Walking Dead's worse than Saw.
All right, so what's the lineup for 25? We have Monsters of Mayhem.
Yes.
Which is clearly better than American Horror Story Volume 2.
Yes, we have...
The originals were Giggles and Gore, Dollhouse of the Damned.
No. Wait, 24 or 25?
25. So you had Jack...
No, 24 was Giggles and Gore and Dollhouse. Okay.
Yeah,
So 25 was Monsters of Mayhem.
20 American Werewolf in London, the rehash.
Yes.
Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
Body
Freddy
Collector.
Versus Jason. No. Freddy versus Jason was good.
Okay. Move on.
Freddy versus Jason was good. Body Collectors.
All right. Equal to Fallen. All right.
Run. No. Body Collectors is way better than Run. Now, I mean, Body Collectors is way better than Fallen.
All right. Maybe on par with Dead Waters.
No, it's way better than those. It was way better. We loved it. We really loved it, dude. Insidious.
Okay, this year is more better than
Walking Dead and Insidious.
Yeah. This year's better.
No, I think the scare zones were better as a whole.
Yeah, but the houses are stronger this year.
Well, I would say except for The Walking Dead. And was The Purge that year? Yeah. Except for The Purge and The Walking Dead, I would say the houses were as strong or stronger than this year's.
Run. Because Run's in there too.
Yep, I liked Run.
Oh, Joe, stop. Run-ish. Stop it. Stop.
No, I did not love it. I mean, but still, it wasn't that bad. So
it was that bad. I think 24.
Who do you think I am?
25.
I'm not on Catacombs. I don't love. I don't love Run that much. Oh man. Damn, it's a good year for houses though.
Man, Giggles and Gore and Dollhouse were so good.
Giggles and Gore was really good. I love Giggles and Gore. I really love Giggles and Gore.
What else is in 24? They had the good
Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah, no, Halloween. Yeah, Alien, 24 was so good.
Dracula Untold.
The Walking Dead Mega House.
Roanoke.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, Roanoke.
Meat. No, Roanoke, I mean, 24 was not as strong as this year. It wasn't as strong as 25. No, you guys are looking back with... You guys are looking back with rose-tinted glasses. Definitely. There is nothing as bad as From Dusk Till Dawn or the Dracula
House. Dusk Till Dawn was pretty good.
Or even Roanoke. No, I'm sorry. No, this is all fake news. This is all bullshit. We're not doing this. Anyway, so...
You just said Run wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't the, oh my god, it ruined 25 bad. It wasn't that bad.
This year's houses are stronger than 25.
That's sort of like saying the car crash is not nearly as bad as the massive train crash. So we'll just end that there. So
I might even go on record and say 24 was better than 25. How's that from?
No, that's not right. That's dumb. That's a bad take. Mm-hmm. It's a shitty take.
No, you're just looking back on it, remember the Carnival of Carnage and making everything roasting because of it.
Hey, you know what? Carnival Carnage blood, is really fucking good.
Blood. Blood. Gallons of stuff.
Man. I'm worried those days are behind us.
But no, they're not behind.
I'm scared, Joe.
Okay, scared. Whatever your name is, 84 on the IU forums, who thinks it's being turned into Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, whatever.
No, but, like, I'm not saying that direction. I'm just saying, like, you won't recognize Halloween Horror Nights when it turns 30.
You don't recognize Halloween Horror Nights from 20 to now. Who cares?
Because it's like, they need to decide where they're going. They need a decision about their future. And I guess we'll see what that is next year.
As long as it's still like, as long as there's still blood, guts, gore, and killing, and actual terror, they'll be fine. Just like, let them find their voice and their direction, and let them have some fun, and create some stuff, and have some passion. They'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
They allow them to have a creative second show, then yeah.
We've been talking for almost 2 hours. So
anyway, I'm trying to talk to this girl on Coffee Meets Bagel. I've got stuff going on right now. We've been nearly talking for an hour and 40 minutes. Actually, more than an hour and 40 minutes. It's a great time to watch the Indians possibly lose, and I will be drinking way more.
I'm going to go to bed because we have a certification visit tomorrow, and it's going to be very
busy. I cannot wait for Drew to text me tonight and mock me for the Indians losing. So this will be released on Thursday, so happy Thursday night or Friday for everyone. So, yes. Nick, where can everyone find you online at?
You can find more hot takes at Parkscope Nick.
Awesome. With great photos. Or something. I don't know. I'm just making that. I don't know. Mike, where can everyone find you online at?
You can find me standing for HHN24 at CaptMichael87.
There you go. You can find me at Parkscope Joe. You can find all of us at Parkscope. Make sure to check out Parkscope.net. We have restarted the Hidden Attractions and Amusements of America. We are now in New York. Alan's been writing this. He took a short break because a lot of shit happened with Alan. But he's doing well.
Well, Jeff, not anymore. Now he's melting over men's soccer.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, that happened. And also, I can now report, Alan has booked a trip out to Abu Dhabi. And he's going to be doing the crazy park with the Hunger Games land.
Oh, yeah.
So we will be having some Parkscope exclusive coverage of that park. So everyone buckle up.
Did they actually open that land up?
Oh yes, they did. They did.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to have coverage of that. Then Jeff has coming up right now. We're still doing YouTube Tuesdays. We just uploaded one of his favorite Discovery Channel specials from like 1998. So go watch that. It's like 45 minutes long. It's really good. Check it out. So we're still doing all that stuff. So really, really A+ stuff. Really happy about that. All that. You can find all of us at Parkscope.net, as I said before. And make sure you go on iTunes. Leave us a review. It helps people kind of, you know, listen in and go like, hey, these guys are cool. Give us a review because, man, we had all of our haters giving us 1-star reviews. But as I say, haters are our elevators. When they push our buttons, they move us. So.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, there's only one thing we can do now, Mike.
Love everybody. Pray for Halloween Horror Nights 28. Kungaloosh.
There we go.